Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ShoeCast. I know you guys have been waiting for a new episode for the past 2 years. I think it was like October 2022 or something, so maybe not exactly 2 years, you know. So I thought I'd give you guys a little State of the Shoonian address. Well, my dear citizens of ShoeCast, I'm glad you're back. I've been doing well. I'm in university now. I'm studying school and I'm learning things, so you know that's always good. A wise fairy flew over to me once, and it was like, it's like Tinkerbell, but like much smaller and like red almost, with like little creepy eyes, and they're like, "Hey you, let's go smoke cigarettes." And I'm like, "Okay, buddy." So I've not been smoking cigarettes because that fairy was like kind of scary and he flew all over the place, you know? I joined stand-up comedy club. Clearly it's not going well. But you know, I have a few things planned for you guys today. I know you've been anxiously awaiting a new episode. No, I'm not studying economics from what the, last episode may have, told you. And I'll just go through the old episodes, just list them out for a second, see like highs and lows. So the ShoeCast 1, National Anthems and MCU Reviews. I actually can never listen to that episode again. I hated that. The National Anthems, I couldn't tell you a single thing about what that means. Genuinely, I do not remember, and I didn't prepare for this in any way. Then MCU Reviews. I don't know why I did that, and it kind of makes me upset. I mean, I like them. I like the movies. ShoeCast 2, Christmas and Special Guest Santa Claus. I think I still had some of that youthful charm in my eyes. You could look at me and see a spark. Like, you didn't stare me in the eyes as you walk past, and I, like, take some of your soul with me as we lock eyes, and I just don't break contact until I walk past you. I had a big old Johnny there. He's not big or old. Little guy. Christmas special, always fun. That was 2 days after Christmas, so it was very optimal timing. And we had the special guest Santa Claus. Wow. That was Johnny. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Sorry. I guess I curse now. ShoeCast number 3, which is the exclusive comparative government Pemex project behind the scenes. I'd like to say hello to my adoring fans, such as my former comparative government teacher, Big KR, also not big, and Scotty Boy, looking at you from above, praying for you, looking at, it was really great. We did the Pemex project. This must have been the most boring episode of all time. All we did was do the project and be like, okay, put this here, nice slide. Move that around. Oh, perfect, perfect. So, you know, very entertaining stuff. Next up, we've got ShoeCast 4. We fixed the economy. Wow. What a banger. If you're listening to this now and this is your first episode of the podcast, go back, listen to the fixing the economy. We talk. I have a guest, Lorenzo there. We've got multiple special guests, people chiming in, chiming out. We're walking around. We're doing our thing. We're, as you would, we discuss potent economic issues like why don't we have two money and how we make more. What about marbles? I think we talked about orbs at one point. We might bring up some children's animated shows. I think there was that one show with the chipmunks. Chip and Dale. Are they chipmunks? I'm doing some executive research. Chip and Dale. Anthropomorphic chipmunks created in 1943 by the Walt Disney Company. Chip and Dale public domain. Speaking of public domain, Michael R. Mouse is joining the public domain a couple this year, 4 months ago, about five. Pretty cool. If you guys are into really old black and white cartoons and mouse people walking around and being on boats and exclusively that, you're in luck. Wow. But you know, in ShoeCast episode 4, we had a wonderful time. You know, we walked, we went to Quickway. Shout out to my boys down in Quickway, living it up, chefing it up. You know, speaking of chefing it up, Rat Patrol, a new one act, that was wonderful. That was light of my life. It really, really made me realize what a positive impact I can have on society and how many greater beings there are in the world. I spoke earlier of this larger figure, like 300, 400 pounds, and they were talking to me about, sorry, that's terrible. They were talking to me about inspiration, loving each other, being whole, complete. You heard? And there's the fact of society where, sorry, I don't mean to be laughing. It's external factors. This might be problematic. But I completely lost what I was talking about. Okay, never mind. We ball. And these figures giving me the inspiration to do what I do best. And that is tell these stories. Or not inspiration to do what I do best. I think doing what I do best is filling 45 minutes of time with nothing. But giving me inspiration to tell these stories that need to be told, you know? Rat Patrol is a truly wonderful piece of art. I'm glad to hear it's thriving in the conscious of the youth of our society, really recognizing its cultural potency, its commentary on society today, its world-renowned writing, acting team. You can watch it on YouTube right now, Rat Patrol, a new one act from Matthew Shoemaker. Very niche references that only I get. You know, it's an amalgamation. So ShoeCast number 4 was really good. I think we really fixed the economy there. All right, so that's the shoe review, the cast blast to the past. Yeah, you know, I've been living it up. I've been laughing it up. I've been loving it up. I've been live, laugh, love, you know? Yeah. All right. I guess that means it's time for us to break the news. I actually just finished the first episode of another podcast. Yeah. I didn't mean to be like cheating on you guys like this, but I had to. There was a hiatus for a reason, guys. It's really rough. It's been rough on me. It's been rough on my community. It's been rough on the pinkies and the greenies over in Zozo Land. But you know, I think there's a beauty in it. New things. Anyways, this podcast is a project for my Foundations of Leadership class because I'm a business major and I have the class right after Applied Coloring is leadership. So you know it's getting real. And by leadership, it's line leadership, and you have to roll a dice and see if you get line leader or caboose, and then you walk around the school while waving at the tour groups. It's a very hard class, because our only assignment right now is to make this podcast, and I just finished it, and it gave me that stroke of inspiration to be like, I've done this before, I know what I'm doing, why don't I give them a little callback, a nudge, a little pat on the back, a little pat on the back. And get on our way. You know, that really brings me back to an earlier time when in homeroom, the announcements on the TV, like the little news people, they were telling us about what's it called? The dress code, like a blackout or a purple out or whatever we're wearing to the football game because it was a Friday. And I remember them getting real close to the microphone, looking the camera dead in the lens and saying, wear white tank tops, and then winked and like smirked, because you know, saying wife beater to the whole school is pretty not problematic, but it's almost advertising a reputation that we don't need to have. Well, that's a beauty, you know, communication, Also, by the way, I keep staring at the door. It's glass because I am technically in a reserved room. I'm recording this at a library right now in like a small video conferencing room. And I looked at the door when I just walked out for a second, and it says reserved, 32 minutes remaining on the reservation. And I realized, oh, I've been sitting in this room for half an hour of someone's reservation. They might have like looked in here and been like, oh shit, someone's in here. And just like not kick me out, what they're supposed to do. Like, I feel bad, but it was not reserved when I got here. So if the recording ends abruptly at any time, you know what. Hey guys, we're back. Sorry, minor interruption in the recording process there. You know, it's all good. We sorted it out. They found another room, and I stared daggers into their eyes. They didn't see what was coming. It reminds me of that time. Anyways, now I've got a fun little your favorite shoe cast bit. You know, we always do it every episode. It's a classic routine where it's the thing we do in the show. When you think shoe cast, you think show cast. When you think shoe show, you think of this segment. Welcome back to Boom, Bust, and Bow Wow Wow. You know, I'm going to say that again. Welcome back to Boom, Bust, and Bow Wow Wow. You know, I'm starting to not like my usage of bust in there now. But I know boom and bust is a thing. We learned about that in Foundations of Money. So boom for this week is the old CBC boof cars getting refurbished today. Fuck, no, there was a bit before. Person just texted me about how they have the room reserved. All right, I'll record it later. Okay, we'll talk about this later. Don't worry. Okay, we are on a park bench outside of the library now. You can't even make that shit up. I thought I was joking about the room being reserved. Because, like, we had the room reserved for, like, a couple hours. Like, an hour and a half. Actually, 2 hours, yeah. Because we were recording that actual podcast. Then we finished up, and I submitted the assignment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a State of the Union. And then I'm like, you know, it'd be funny if someone walked in. I was planning on, like, doing a whole bit and might, like, call my friend or anything. No, that fucking happened. She texts me. Oh, my God. Anyways, back to your favorite regular part of this show. You know, it's always a part. We're always doing it. You know, I love it. You love it. Your mother loves it. We all love it. We're all one happy, loving family. Boom, bust, and bow wow wow. Boom, bust, bow wow wow. Yeah, I'm just so for this year's bust, it's Zippy Lamarzy. You know, you've heard Zozo, his radical economic theories and how they didn't work. He went to three separate countries and stated his new economic system: green money, pink money. For one, he introduced orange money, but he almost got hanged for that one, so I'll leave that one light. I'm glad he's alive, Zippy Lamarzy. Close high school friend of mine, you know. Actually, we're kind of acquaintances, you know, because, you know, I'm not friends with a criminal. I'm joking, we're best buds, you know, kicking it around, creating economic... Anyways, so he's fleed these countries and is now living in the Maldives with his pet dog, Yoko. Named after the famous Yoko Ono. What is it? Paul, the wife of that one Beatle? Wings? McCartney, I think, right? Were they married? Or was it Ringo Starr? You know, those names, you know, if I had a name in like the 60s or 50s or whenever the Beatles were, I'm not very musically inclined. Also, if you can hear that airplane, I'm not even joking. We're outside. You know, if I lived in the 60s, I would have the craziest name, you know? I'd be like Joker Bongo, you know? And I'd walk around and I'd start like clapping in people's faces and being like, Bongo, Bongo! And I'd like, one time I'd accidentally run into the president
like maybe in a speech. And who was it then? Like Ronald Reagan? John F. Kennedy? Oh, yeah, it was John F. Kennedy. Well, I'd go up to JFK and I'd start clapping in his face, going bongo, bongo, bongo. Okay, maybe. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what John Wilkes Booth was thinking, bro. Up on that grassy knoll, John Wilkes Booth and his sniper rifle. Sad, sad day. But, you know, let's get back on topic. Bust Zippy Lamarzy, Maldives with Yoko. Who knows what they're up to. I've heard he's painted half of Yoko pink and half of Yoko green. Only the most devilish of minds can figure out what that means. I'm gonna shield you from the wind. I'm like, my hands are around the microphone now. All right, you know, it's a long day. It's 6:20 p.m. in the afternoon right now. Yeah, we have a lot of experience with time, so we're gonna give you something really fast, because I know how valuable your time is. We're gonna give you Fast Time, where I read something really fast. Today's Fast Time is the plot synopsis of the Wikipedia article of Homer's The Odyssey. Emily Wilson's actually coming to speak at Notre Dame. That's just cool. She did like the new modern translation. Exposition, books 1-4. The Odyssey begins after the 10-year Trojan War, subject to the Iliad, from which Odysseus, also known as the Latin variant Ulysses, king of Ithaca, has still not returned because he is angry with Poseidon, god of the sea. Odysseus' son, Telemachus, about 20 years old, sharing his absent father's house on the island of Ithaca, his mother Penelope and the suitors of Penelope, a crowd of 108 boisterous young men who each aimed to persuade Penelope for a hand in marriage, all while reveling in the king's palace and eating of his wealth. Now we're going to do a fast analysis. Wow, the suitors are really cool. They love women. All right, Odysseus is protectress. The goddess of Athena asked Zeus, king of the gods, to finally allow Odysseus to return home when Poseidon is absent from Mount Olympus, disguised as a chieftain named Mentes. Athena visits Telemachus to urge him to search for the news of his father, he offers her his hospitality, and they observe suitors dining rowdily while Phemius the bard performs a narrative poem for them. I wonder what the poem was. What if it was the Odyssey? What if it was the Iliad? Wow. All right. That night, Athena disguises Telemachus, finds a ship in the crew for the true prince. The next morning, Telemachus calls an assembly of the citizens of Ithaca to discuss what is to be done with the insolent suitors, who then scoff at Telemachus, accompanied by Athena, now disguised as Mentor, the son of Odysseus, departs for the Greek mainland to the household of Nestor, most venerable of the Greek warriors at Troy, who resided in Pylos after the war. Hey guys, fun fact, Troy doesn't actually exist. I learned this, like last year. I was like talking about it, seeing if they like ever went there in the Bible. Like maybe Samson, after he cut off his hair, was like wanted to go on like a retirement vacation and maybe went over to like Troy, but you know, didn't happen, bro. From there, Telemachus arrives at Sparta, accompanied by Nestor's son. There he finds Menelaus and Helen, who are now reconciled. Both Helen and Menelaus are returned to Sparta after a long voyage by way of Egypt. There on the island of Pharos, Menelaus encounters the old sea god Proteus, who tells him that Odysseus was a captive of the nymph Calypso. That's a lot of words, bro. Telemachus learns the fate of Menelaus' brother Agamemnon, king of the Mycenae, leader of the Greeks at Troy. He was murdered on his return home by his wife Clymenestria and her lover Agesthus. The story briefly shifts to the suitors, who only just realize that Telemachus is gone. Angry, they formulate a plan to ambush his ship and kill him as he sails back home. Penelope overhears their thought and worries for her son's safety, as any mother would worry about her son's safety after she hears about the town thought. That just wasn't funny. I'm sorry. There's books 5-8 and 9-12, and 13-20 and 21-24, but I'm actually going to read this 20 times faster. You know, that goes crazy. I look like an idiot. I'm genuinely sitting outside just talking to a microphone. People are walking past. I'm sitting in between like four dorms right now. They're all just like, people are walking by and staring at me just while I do this bullshit. Just, this is what I do for you. These are the lengths that I go through. I'm looking at you right now in the eyes. Yeah, you. The world we live in. It's a sham. We're AI. Except for you. You're the only real one. Look at you. You know how people say, there's bugs under your skin? There are. Government bugs. They're listening. They're bugging you. With the bugs. You see flies around? They're not flies. They're bugs. So that's kind of, those are the two big events that I've got. If anybody knows how to get a share price from a balance statement or an income sheet, please let me know, because I have to report market ratios such as the PE ratio and like the dividend effectiveness ratio for my accounting project. So please let me know. I did finish the pie charts that my group told me to do, so you know. All right, next section is updating my list of inspirations. Right now, there are only three items. First one is writing lists. The second one is the smell of warm rain. And the third one is smell of rain on plants. Today, I'm going to add doing podcasts as the fourth option. Leave a suggestion below on what my inspiration should be. Oh, I wrote a paper today about how my greatest inspiration is people who... Let me read this. This is like, it's pretentious as hell. But you know, that's the whole point. So, I started it. I am inspired by those who have not achieved greatness. Those who have worked incredibly hard only for it to not have pay off. Only to not have it pay off. Those who struggle and persevere in the face of adversity with nothing to show for it. I believe that those are the most admirable people. Why? Because they persevere. So I think I have to add a number 5 to my inspiration list. Perseverance. In parentheses, failures. You know, the world we live in is a tough world where we fight for our right to party. I has had this thought recently. I was talking to my friend who's a man scout. I don't know. He's a boy scout, but like he's old enough now where he's a man scout. And I was like asking him questions because it's essentially just like our own military industrial complex like type deal, except it's little boys. And I was like, are you like, oh, you're a Boy Scout for life, you never become a Man Scout? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, technically I'm an Eagle Scout. And I'm like, well, like, what if you want to leave? Like, that's not funny, but it's like, do you get honorably discharged from the Boy Scouts? Like, do they have a ceremony? If you die when you're in the Boy Scouts, they give you, not to be morbid, but do they have like a 3.5 gun salute? Like, I don't know. And like, if you're in the woods, like, you're making your campfire, you're getting your camping merit badge, and you like get a splinter, like, what, do you get like a magenta heart? Like, it's not quite purple, I don't know. Sorry. Just been on my mind recently. I'll read you my shopping list for Trader Joe's. I was looking online things that you can cook in the microwave from Trader Joe's, because you're not like allowed to have every what am I talking about? We have a kitchen, but I don't feel like using it because it's a dorm kitchen. Trader Joe's chicken burrito bowl, instant oatmeal, macaroni and cheese. So, you know, riveting stuff there. If you're ever wondering what three items I'm getting from Trader Joe's and nothing else. You know, I was at a party and my RA was there, and his like driver's license was on the table because he wanted to play Pong. So I picked up his ID and took a picture of it, so I have both the front and back of my RA's driver's license. So, you know, that's pretty cool. All right, brief interlude. Wow, okay. I'm really seeing the vision here. It's okay. Oh. Wow, what an interlude, guys. That was so good. Thanks for... you know, it's times like these when I'm really grateful for all my free time and all the better things I could be doing right now. If I look at my Google Calendar, I'm like scheduling out my work because of how many projects I have. Right now, I have write stand-up or work on my calc project. And then in 8 minutes, I have go eat dinner. So you know I'm really using the time to my best of... I'm just... to the best of my ability. You know, it's really inspirational. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT what should my next podcast topic be, and I'm gonna talk about this for 3 minutes, no matter what. Just give me one random. The power of storytelling. I already talked about that. No. Adventure travel, unconventional destinations. All right. Unconventional destinations. As you guys can tell, I prepared very well for this podcast. Guys, are you excited to go to Socotra, Yemen? You know, it's a remote island off the coast of Yemen, and it's known for its otherworldly landscapes and unique plant life. Look up Socotra right now. Look at those big, really weird looking trees. Oh, that kind of, I don't like that. That like makes me feel weird inside. It's like Avatar, almost. That's cool. Maybe that's where they filmed Avatar. I thought it was all fake, but like maybe they were just in Yemen. For people that don't have internet right now, it's like you flip your brain upside down, cut off like halfway through, so it's just kind of upside down, and then grow grass on the top of the upside down part, and then have a single root come down from the center of your brain hole, and then turn all your brain to wood, and then that's what this tree looks like. It's a very small island. It's technically also called Socotra. It's in the Indian Ocean. It lies between the Guardafui Channel and the Arabian Sea, and near major shipping routes. Let me know in the comments what your favorite major shipping route is. I always have to think back to the fact that I'm recording this in public. That there are people walking. Ooh, wind. People are walking by. They're like going home for the day after they study at the library, and they're just looking at me talk to a blue microphone that I borrowed from the library, took it outside, set it on like this little table, and myself on a park bench, and I'm just out here and I'm talking. I'm like, there's so many. Oh my god, you know, I really have admiration for people that can do this. It was so easy that one day, finals time, my first episode when I talked about literally nothing. You could say I'm doing that now, but, you know, it's the way you look at things. I realized I never looked at the third part of Boom Bust Bow Wow Wow. I never told you the bow wow wow. I'll read you my notes for today's episode. State of the Union. First bullet point, update on how I've been. Second bullet point, do fast time someplace. Okay. Third bullet point, boom bust and bow wow wow, triple B delight. That sounds problematic. Okay, so boom, colon, the old CBC boof car is getting refurbished today, comma. The second bullet is bust. Zippy Lazamarzi of economics fame bankrupted 3 countries and escaped to live in the Maldives among the coconut trees. And then for bow wow wow, it says, holy cannoli! And that's the only thing I wrote. So I have no idea what the hell I was thinking when I wrote bow wow wow. This was like an hour ago. I've traveled. This is a walking pad podcast. This is a walk cast. I'm a walkman. And I have a 3-part, it's like a segment of my podcast, and it's titled bow wow wow, and the only notes are holy cannoli. I'm trapped in between 2 beach volleyball courts right now. Oh, there's just one. I thought there was one over there. There's a hammock over there and a very cool tall pink tree. The leaves are pink, the wood is not. And other trees. but you know, it's pretty cold outside, but I have to persevere because my friend, she has got an interview in that room, so you know, she's got to get that shit. She was, I saw her walk in and she was like, thank you. And I was like, I'm sorry. And she recorded that interview. Or not recorded, but she was on the interview. She was actually talking, like, walking into the room. Like, I felt like bad, but you know. At least I'm seeing a lot of dogs out here. This makes me wonder how those people that are, like, set up a table in the middle of, like, New York City do it. You know, I really think having a co-host for a podcast makes so much more sense now, because I wouldn't have to talk for 45 minutes straight. I don't even think for 45 minutes straight. I take, like, half-hour intervals of thinking and then, like, give up and try again later. Like, this is not a usual pastime for me. I mean, it was when I did my first four episodes. Except one of them was a walking podcast, so you guys should be used to this now. If I ever get quieter, it's because people are right next to me. There's a statue over there. You know, there's lots of statues on this campus. You know, in Paris, they call Notre Dame l'Université des Etatus, which is French for Etatu. Well, it's the full French is University of Etatu, which means nothing. It's a... All right. So, you know, Weeball. Wow, wow, breaking news, breaking news. You know, recycling, the fad? Yeah. Me too. I was walking around in some buildings today, and it's been like this since the beginning of the year. But I feel like I should tell you now, since the beginning of the year for you guys was December 2022, or whenever I did that. It might have been more like early 2023, so it wasn't that long ago. Like a year. But there's, I didn't go to Notre Dame then. There are trash cans all around campus. All right, on to our next... And the trash cans, they're not recycling. They're all trash. Like, you walk around, and there's just... It's all recycling. There's no trash. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll recycle. But then you're like, wait, there's no recycling. But, like, low-key, it makes sense, because there's, like, recycling. Nothing gets actually recycled, and it's all, like, fake. But, you know, you live, laugh, love. Sorry, got a call. All right, on to our next segment, Random Fact of the Week. Okay, did you know there are more possible iterations of a game of chess than there are atoms in the observable universe? By the way, I was coughing. I had to cough, so I cut off the recording. I wasn't just, like, getting really loud. With 64 squares and a vast number of possible moves at each turn, you know, there's a chess club here at Notre Dame, maybe. There are a series of people walking past in different costumes, and, like, I don't know what's more embarrassing, me talking to myself in a microphone for 30 minutes, or... So sorry, I couldn't cut that one out in time. Or if walking across campus in a dino costume really is that embarrassing. I don't think it is. I saw a guy in, like, a onesie and a balloon attached to his backpack walking around, and I was like, that's cool, I might attach a balloon. And I realized how stupid that is and why I'd, like, never do that. But it's the thought that counts. I never thought that, by the way. Please don't judge me. The number of potential chess games is estimated to be around 10 to 100 to the power of 120. It's a big number right there. While the estimated number of atoms in the observable universe is about 10 to the 80. That's a mind-boggling amount of possibilities in the game of chess. What is the biggest number? I'm just ChatGPT. The biggest number is 400,089. Thank you, ChatGPT, for your wonderful, wonderful insight there on that one. That really struck a chord with me. Who knows what comes after 400,089, you know? Let's go back on Wikipedia and Somalia. Officially, the Federal Republic of Somalia is the easternmost country in continental Africa. I really hope it's, like, legal to do this. Like, I'm not reading, like, I'm just reading this from Wikipedia, but, like, that's Creative Commons, right? Alright, back to the facts. Here. I'm just gonna start talking until I come up with an idea. how tall is that building? You comment a building, and I guess the height. Give me a tall building, because there's no people like commenting right now, because there's... Leave a subscribe and like 5 stars. What are some famous buildings? Big Ben. Okay, 96 meters. Wow, I got that one right, guys. Now let's think of another one. Eiffel Tower. Okay. I actually am not looking. If Big Ben is 100, I think Eiffel Tower is 150. Height in meters. Whoa, guys, you know that La Tour Eiffel, I don't know, is 300 meters in height? What? Wiggy wiggy, what now? You know what else is 300 meters in height? Give me a second. A lot of things. The Mumbai Television Tower is 300 meters in height. Whoa! Yeah, you did. I bet you didn't see that one coming. Excuse me. I think I, like, got a cough by walking outside. Like, I was doing fine earlier today. But I guess it's the good cougher that's making me cough. Great Coughington. So, you know. There are 52 all-time streams of the ShoeCast. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for being a member of the ShoeCast, joining me in my journey. This is my greatest dream in life. I've never wanted to do anything more. I don't care about school, Mom. I want to be a podcaster. I want to talk. I want to look at a wall. I want to look at nothing and talk for 45 minutes at a time to an hour and 15 about. And talk. There's nothing more I'd want to do, nothing less. In my sleep, I see charts, and these charts have different activities and signs and segments. You know, I actually dreamed of Boom Bust Bow Wow Wow. That's how much it meant to me. That's how much this means to me. Next time I see you in person, if you hand me a crisp $5 bill, I will high-five you. You have beautiful eyes. I have had 57 listeners of all time. Wow. I don't know how that makes sense if I have more listeners than I do have people that streamed my... different people that have started an episode. Okay, word, you know, these stats... Not every podcaster is going to tell you his stats. Not every podcaster is going to let you know exactly what happens. Nobody podcaster is going to let you see inside of their mind, let you know exactly what they want, what they have, and what they need. But I'm not just any podcaster. I am Matthew Gregory Aloysius Gonzaga Shoemaker, the first master. Matthew Gregory Aloysius Gonzaga Shoemaker, the first. If we're being pedantic. And that means that... Well... That means that... When you talk to me... You look me in the eye. You say, yes, sir. And no, ma'am. When you talk to me. You shake my hand. And you speak to my face. That's what happens when you talk to me. That's what you do when you talk to me. And what I do when I talk to you is none of that. You're below me. You're nothing. You're a scoundrel. I am a podcaster. I am a golden god. I see beyond what people see. I'm saying this in public. There's a group of people walking behind me now. There could be the person that kicked me out of the room behind me. And they're going to look at me and they're going to be like, this is really where you did it? Standing outside of my dorm? That sounds creepy. That's not what I meant. It just happened to be the only park bench with a table on it. Like, I thought it would be funny to have... No. My dorm. You were waiting for me outside. I'm like, no, I would never. I'm just podcasting. That's all that matters. It's all that ever will be. And it's all that ever was. Communication, history, economics, world wars, every single one. You want to know why? Why all this happened? Communication, lack thereof, and big booty bitches. Podcasting isn't a job. It's not a choice. It's not even a lifestyle. It's a calling. I was sent to this world to grace your ears, to tickle your lobes, to have my sweet, sweet little audio waves curl in that crevice and embrace your brain, give you a great big audio hug of your brain. And I'll look at you, my audio waves, my mouth voice waves. They'll open up your brain. You'll see for the first time. You never saw before until me, until the world, this world that you've never seen before. People are talking because they don't respect my podcast. This is my podcast. Oh no, I live in Pescarilla East. I live in Pescarilla West. I don't know how to pronounce it. But do you know what they've never said? They've never looked their creator in the eyes, and by creator, I mean residential assistant, in the eyes and say, I don't need you anymore. I don't need to depend on you. I don't need both photographs of the front and back of your driver's license, of your beautiful, beautiful North Carolina driver's license. You know what I need? Podcasts. A world united in voice, in sound, in mouth, in tongue. I want the whole world to wrap their tongues together and speak, communicate. Who needs war when you have tongues? They're what bind us. You want to know why humans have grown so beautifully and so strong? Our big, long tongues. Do you know why they could speak to any language in the Bible? Tongues. You know, a very large Pokemon that's pink and has a big tongue? Lick a tongue. Not Jigglypuff. Lick a tongue. God. It's through mouth words, teeth clacks, and tongue thwicks that we create language, that we create words, and we create life. Life is bred from our interiors, our internals, not through any scientific method, but through word, through love, through life. And that love is of words, and my life is linguistics. Some say it's just semantics, and it is. Because I... Well, you know, that's just about how the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Matthew Shoemaker. You know, I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you ever need anything, give me a text, give me a call, give me an email, give me a nudge, tap me on Facebook, give me a little pat on the back on LinkedIn. Matthew Shoemaker, endorse me. Say that I worked for you even when I didn't. That's not true. Employers, you didn't hear that. Employers, if you've listened to my podcast for 43 minutes and 30, however many seconds, and you still want to apply me? You still want to hire me? Then so be it. I swear I'm not actually like this. I swear I see the truth. Okay, that's done. It's over. Just thank you guys for your time. Genuinely, seriously. If you've listened to 45 minutes of me ramble about nothing, talking about tongues, ChatGPTing random things because I can't fill 45 minutes, just thank you guys, genuinely. And if I don't see you every day, just know I do miss you. I do appreciate you. And feel free to reach out, you know? I'm always open for a text, to review something, to just talk if you need someone. I know that's kind of weird after ranting about being Lord Savior of the universe, but just from the bottom of my heart, I love you all. Goodbye. I'm going to let it run for like 30 more seconds because I do want to hit 45 because I like that number a lot. You ever think about ducks? They start like small and yellow, but then they grow up to be like different colors, like Or is that chickens? There really isn't that much difference between chickens and ducks. It's just that, like, one is, like, a water chicken, and the other one is, like, a land duck. So, you know.